doesn't really count.
But anyways, coming up on the show, how's your month looking? How far? How's your goals looking? Are we doing the most or are we suffering? Do let us know. But we'll get into more details of that after these.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom confirms stage 2 load shedding until Thursday with rush hour respite. And London attacker served prison term for terrorism offences.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
With your top stories this hour, good morning. I am Rufilwe Katong. Eskom said it was trying to minimize the impact of load shedding on traffic by suspending the blackouts between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. where possible. Stage 2 load shedding will end at 6 p.m. today, but the utility said yesterday evening it would then resume at 9 a.m. until at least Thursday morning. The cash-strapped peristyle said it needed to replenish waste and diesel reserves while carrying out critical maintenance. Eskom said it is regretted that load shedding was having a negative impact on South Africa and was calling on consumers to check their schedules. The city of Tshwane's mayor, Stevens Mokgalapa, has announced he is resigning before the end of this month. In December, Mokgalapa was removed through a motion of no confidence. However, the High Court in Pretoria ruled that all decisions made at that council sitting removed him must be set aside pending the outcome of an urgent review of the proceedings. It all started with an audio recording where Mokgalapa could be heard making disparaging remarks to Sokgobeng about his colleague in the party. Mokgalapa took special leave shortly after this and the DA launched an investigation into his conduct. DA Gauteng leader John Moody.
This matter is just being used as a political football. It is causing him harm, it is causing his family harm, it is causing harm to the people of Tshwane who are not sure as to what's happening. So to stabilize the situation and also to preserve his own integrity has taken a hard decision, but I believe that ultimately for Stevens, more than anything else, I believe that it's the correct decision that he has taken.
The University of Johannesburg is entering its last phase of its registration. Close to 82% of its new first-year undergraduates cohort have already registered at a rate faster than previous years. Prof. Kenita Berger, registrar, says that the numbers confirm that university's online registration system is working efficiently and that it is embraced by the students. The 2020 academic year will officially start today, the 3rd of February 2020. The university is determined that it will again in 2020 make a positive difference to the lives of many thousands of young people. To do so, University of Johannesburg